Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends, Shishimi special schools for Nechagita Batsur Chaim Tzvi, Hoyotzecha Litzeha, and is based in the Torah of Moreno Hagoyin and Rav Ginuchovsky Zetzal. Six parasha we read about Birchas Kayhanim, Dabro, Bene Aaron, Babon of Lemor, Kosevarchu has Bene Yisrael, Amor Lahem, in the Prima Godim, in Simon Kuf Chofches, Mishpis Ezel, Vais Gimel, he discusses the case of a Kohen who has in front of him two mitzvahs. Nisiyas Kapayim v'Hashavas Aveda. He can either duchen, or he can return a lost object, and he can only do one of these two mitzvahs. Which of these two mitzvahs should he do? And he suggests that it's better to do duchening than to return the lost object, because duchening has three mitzvahs. Like the Gemara teaches us, every bracha is a mitzvah bifnei atzma, mashen kein, b'hashavas aveda, shehurak mitzvah achas. Shavas aveda is only one mitzvah, and in meila, it is preferable to do nesiyas kapayim, which is three mitzvahs. V'yesh ladum, the mitzvah of shavas aveda. Let's say somebody returns an aveda, a lost object, that is worth a number of kutos. Is he makayim only one mitzvah? Or is he mekayim mitzvahs, the amount of prutos that he is returning? Let's say it's worth a dollar, and let's say a prut is a penny. So he's doing 100 mitzvahs. So there are those that claim that if it's one object, there are no more mitzvahs, even though it's worth more. One object, doesn't matter if it's worth a dollar or $100 or $1,000, it's one mitzvah. However, it would appear not like that. One could argue back that just like if you have numerous small objects, there is an independent mitzvah on each and every object. Hu adin ba'aveda achas gedola. The same would apply to one big aveda that's shava kama prutos. He's mekayim a mitzvah with every pruta. If we don't say this, and we say that it's only one mitzvah, so if a person finds a very valuable diamond and he knows who the diamond belongs to, and he finds a box of matches and he knows who the matches belong to, and he can only return one of these two objects, he can return the matches. If we say that an object is an object and it doesn't matter the value of the object, it's the same mitzvah, so he gets to choose, do I return the diamond or do I return the box of matches? V'hu nira dava rachoik. That would seem to be a very, very remote thing to say, a very difficult thing to say, that you can return the matches and not the diamond. Or maybe fakert, maybe you should return the matches because there's 100 matches in the matchbox and it's only one little diamond, right? Just the diamond happens to be worth $10,000 and the matches are worth 99 cents. But it's a very, very difficult thing to say. So therefore, it's much more likely that if the object is more valuable, so then it's a bigger mitzvah, and you get credit for every pruta that this object is worth, and each one is a separate mitzvah. One could argue that way. However, l'chora, we see in the Prima Gadin, like the Tzad, that with one object, there are not more mitzvahs, even though it's worth more. In other words, we wanted to say that if you're returning a diamond, it's worth more than the matches. Why? Because maybe you're getting credit for every pruta in this diamond. Yes, so why then does the Prima Gadim say that if you have the option of either duchening or doing a Shabbos Aveda, you should duchen, because that's three mitzvah and this is one. What do you mean it's one mitzvah? What do you mean it's one mitzvah? If it's worth 100 prutas, then it's 100 mitzvahs. So you see that the Prima Gadim is holding that it's only one mitzvah. I was thinking possibly that there's a difference between, it's not necessarily that it's every prut is a mitzvah, but it's a greater mitzvah, it's a greater quality mitzvah. Not that it's in numbers, it has a higher number of mitzvahs, but it's a greater quality mitzvah. Sometimes you have mitzvahs that are more quality. The Rambam talks about this. In God's eyes, some mitzvahs have more quality than other mitzvahs, even though it's the same number of mitzvahs. So it's a higher quality mitzvah to return a diamond than it is to return matches. And you might even say, if every match is another chefetz, another mitzvah of Shabbos Aveda, but still, the $10,000 diamond is worth more. It's a higher quality. Not that you're getting credit for every pruta. But we don't know what the... It's a higher quality if it's worth more, but it's still one mitzvah. It's only going to be one mitzvah. It's only passing one mitzvah in the Sefer HaMitzvah. Lamaisi, it's only getting credit for one mitzvah, but he's going to get more tzachar. It's a higher quality mitzvah. But we don't know if it's more quality than you don't know how to compare in duchening. Maybe one duchen is greater than one mitzvah of duchening is greater than one mitzvah of a Shabbos Aveda. You have three mitzvahs of duchening. So really, we don't really know how to compare the quality. So the Mela, just do the duchening, and there you're safe. There you have three. This you have one. Shalom al Yisrael. Any event, that was just a machshav I had. So what would be the din if somebody sees two mitzvahs? V'yochel ha'achzir rak achas mehem. V'achas yekorah me'oid. Aval eino yodea mi abaylim, ve'eino batuach shabaylim yavo, ve'ashniya zola me'od, aval yodea mi yibdoi. So a person sees two mitzios, and he can return only one of them. One of them is very expensive, but he doesn't know who the owner is, and he's not sure that the baylim are going to come. And the other one is very small, so he finds a gold watch, $25,000 Rolex, and he finds a baseball mitt. Now, the gold watch, he doesn't know the owner is. He doesn't know if the owner is going to come and get it. But the baseball mitt, he knows he's going to find the owner. He sees him every morning in shul. But he can only do one. He can only shove his aveda on one of them. What should he do? Should he go with the vaday mitzvah that's worth a lot less, that the object is worth a lot less? Or should he go with the suffeg where it's worth a lot more? So maybe, right, what are the tzadim? So if you say that it's a higher, let's take the prutas, right? Let's say you get credit for every pruta. Or it's a higher quality mitzvah if the aveda is worth more. So what do you do if you have more mitzvahs, misafik, or one mitzvah, vaday? Do you go with the one mitzvah vaday or the many mitzvah suffik? In the Sefer Rivas Ephraim, in Chelek Beis, Simen Chofches, Ois Beis, he asked the Gedolei Eretz Yisrael, he has a house with 10 rooms that are obligated in mezuzah, and he has only $100. And he has two possibilities. Either buy 10 inexpensive mezuzahs for $10 a piece, but they're only safek ksherim, or 5 more expensive mezuzahs, $20 a mezuzah, but they're vadai ksherim. So what do? You go with the 10 suffik or the 5 vadai? And the Gedolei Eretz Yisrael told him, sheyikne the vadai. Better one mitzvah vadois than two mitzvahs of suffik. So here also, if you have the more valuable object, but it's only suffik if you're going to do a Shabbos Aveda, and the less valuable object, but it's vaday you're going to do a Shabbos Aveda, l'chari you should go with the vaday. So that's super duper. So let's continue. We're going in now to Erev Shavuos, right around the corner. Somebody's in Chutz Laretz and he's planning to come back to Eretz Yisrael. So what does that mean? It means that in Isru Chag, the first day, he's chayiv b'tefillin. So me'ata yesh ladum, yim ein lo tefillin rak liyoyim la'achar mikein. Ha'im yischayiv l'kabal atzmo liyos ben Chutz Laretz, v'az yischayiv b'yom tov sheni shel goliyos, v'yipater mitfillin. He knows that in Isru Chag, he's not going to have tefillin. So is he chayiv to accept upon himself now to remain in Chutz Laretz, and then he's going to be chayiv in Yontav Sheni Shel Galias, and he's going to be patur from tefillin? Does he have to stay? Say, I'm staying in Chutz Laretz in order to patur himself from tefillin? Because otherwise he knows that he's not going to be able to put on tefillin. Zavat HaMitzvah Aseh. So, Pashut, we know that you only have to spend up to a fifth of your money to do a mitzvah. And if staying in Chutz Laretz will be more for him than a fifth of his money, it will mean more to him than a fifth of his money. That'll only mean how much it's going to cost him. But how valuable is it to him? Is it worth more than a fifth of his money for him not to have to stay in Chutz Laretz? Now, for example, we have the famous Avni Nezer, that a child was born with a crooked leg and they needed to straighten it out with a cast and they needed to do it right after he was born, but then they wouldn't be able to do the bris milah. Is it mutter to push out the bris milah? So Avni Nezer says, yeah, push out the bris milah because the mitzvah essay is only up until a fifth and having a crooked leg is worth more than a fifth to him. So here also, staying in Chutz Laretz is worth more than a fifth to him, then he doesn't have to do it. Chayadim writes, "Enu mechuyev lakar mibeso v'leilich le'aracheretz b'shvil l'kayim mitzasese." And then Minchas Yitzchak is marich b'zen chelik besim and ayin hay. So, see, you don't have to leave your home. L'kayim mitzasese. That's what we're asking him to do. We're asking him to leave his home, move to Chutz Laretz. So l'chori wouldn't have to do it. Also, b'chlal, I'm saying, moving to Chutz Laretz, living in Eretz Yisrael, so he's missing out on the mitzvah of living in Eretz Yisrael. I don't know. How b'chlal does it sound like that? Now, if we say that be'emes he has to be mekabel upon himself yom tov sheni, so if so, somebody doesn't have tefillin on Friday, is he obligated to be mekabel upon himself toisefes Shabbos from plag hamincha in order to make himself from being ones to being pater? So anyway, before he's mevatel an aseh, but now he's going to be chayiv. So therefore, but right. In other words, before and until now, he was chayiv. But he was ones. We'd rather him be pater. Not obligated at all. He's obligated and he can't do it. But from here on in, if he's mekabel upon himself to sefer Shabbos, so now he's not going to be obligated at all. He's going to be completely putter. So that we haven't heard. We haven't heard that a person's obligated to do such a thing. So this is all midrabanan. In the Torah, there's no obligation to make yourself from onus to putter. We see that in the famous Mordechai. In the Torah, you don't have tzitzis. You're allowed to go with a beggar without tzitzis. You're allowed to stay with the beggar without tzitzis on Shabbos. The tzitzis get cut off. You don't have to take off the garment. Why, if you take off the garment, you'll be completely putter. And now you're just onus. But he says, you don't have to. So you see that in the Torah, there's no issue of having to make yourself putter when you're honest. However, in the Tashbitz, Simon Kuf, he says that somebody doesn't have a sukkah, and he's honest, but came into sukkah, roi shiyasa atzmai oisik b'mitzvah. In other words, he should be oisik b'mitzvah when he's honest, milakai mitzvah sukkah, and this way he'll be completely putter. Is oisik b'mitzvah putter mina mitzvah? But according to the Mordechai, that's only din derabbanan, because midaraisa there's no such obligation. Somebody has a son, and he has to do bris milah on the son, and he can't circumcise him because of a sakana. So does he have to makabel to sefer Shabbos b'tlaga mincha in order that he won't be anos, he'll be pater? However, that question is a mistake, because m'manav shach. Because if this Friday is on the eighth day, so mistam it's doicha to sefer Shabbos, like it's mashma from the Taz. So it'll still be considered honest. So we say that the bris milah is doicha to sefer Shabbos. And if we say that it's not Deicha to Sefer Shabbos, and that you shouldn't do the Bris Milah, so what does it help that he's Mekabel upon himself to Sefer Shabbos? He's Chayev, it's just not Deicha Shabbos. And therefore he remains an Oinus. So these are some very interesting questions. And Amir Tzashem, it's us Hashem Darkenu. This Torah is so sweet. Hopefully we will learn more of it in the future, as we have in the past. And we should be zochet the scene of flows, Rabbis, Kedolos, Vatsumas, Mitaris Hashem. And I thank you so much for listening. Shalom, Shalom.